Welcome to Less Talk, More Monkey, the Archie McPhee Podcast. I'm David Wall, the Director of Awesome here at Archie McPhee, and today I'm joined by Shauna Danger, the High Priestess of Rubber Chickens, and Scott Heff, Creator of Kitsch.
Should we say we have a game that's, which Archie McPhee product are you?
Yes. Which Archie McPhee product are you? And this came from the brain of Shauna.
Yes.
After looking at the menu at a seafood restaurant.
Right. It asked me what was my fisherman name? And I started thinking, well, we have a lot of great combinations that would be good names.
Before that, what is your fisherman name?
Skinny Googan.
Skinny Googan?
Yes.
G-O-O-G-I-N?
G-A-N.
G-A-N.
Skinny Googan. And apparently a Googan is somebody who is kind of a blowhard, pretends to be good at fishing and knowing things about fishing, but doesn't know anything.
Oh.
So if you were to like find a bunch of, so like they do like bait and a bobber and try fly fishing with it or something.
Right, they don't know
what they're doing. And so if you find a lot of those clipped off in the water, it's like, oh, that Googan.
Yeah.
Another Googan.
It's like a poser.
Kind of like a fisherman poser, which actually suits me because I would be sort of a fisherman poser. So
which is the surfer was Kook. From our local Kook episode. That was the same definition.
That's right.
The surfers called that person a Kook.
So
Kooks and Googans would be a great name for something.
Okay, yeah. Let's write that down.
Kooks for fraud.
And Googans. Kooks and Googans.
Kooks and Googans are the frauds attempting to do something fun.
Yeah.
Being judged by the people that are good at it.
Did you guys figure out your fisherman name?
No.
No.
What? Oh, well, do you want to right now?
Yes.
Well,
I'm a Googan for sure. I've never been fishing in my life.
While you're looking at that up, so like, what you do is this is one of those things where you match letters from your name to a chart and pick out which one you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I am DW.
Right. So we're going with for the Archie McPhee game.
Okay.
DW is. So you're bacon scented,
mm-hmm.
and then the W is horse head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bacon scented horse head.
That's perfect.
That's delightful.
I'm glad it wasn't bacon scented oofta.
Yeah.
So it's your middle initial and your first name, Hef.
Okay, my so S A.
Okay,
so middle.
Lucky
yeah.
Rubber chicken.
Yeah, that's a good one. Lucky Rubber Chicken.
And what did I reply to you on Twitter when you posted it?
Yeah, you said, sell that one to Shauna. She'll be all over it.
So pitch that as a product.
As a product.
Oh, yeah, I'm all over it.
Lucky
That's
Rubber
good
Chicken.
Item.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, we have our little pocket rubber chicken key rings. And that could, you know, kind of like a rabbit's foot is on a key ring. That could be lucky. It's lucky.
Yeah.
It's a lucky rubber chicken.
I've given the mini chickens to people and had them tell them it's lucky. Like, I'll give it, like, here's a little lucky chicken for you to carry around with you.
But is it lucky, or are you just making that up?
Yeah, no, I didn't make it up.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
It's lucky.
And then mine, okay, I know this sounds like I did this on purpose.
Oh, dear.
So you wrote this test, right?
I wrote the test, but I did it right.
You were in charge of the key. Yes. Of matching up the letters to the names.
Yes.
Okay, so what did you get? Let's hear it.
Let's, at random.
I swear I didn't plan this, but I could have. I would have had I thought of it. So I am lucky also.
Yes, S.
Which is an adjective you love.
Yes, that's correct. And
okay.
Fly widow.
Legit.
I know my
Wow.
whole
Totally random, I'm
I
sure.
Know. My whole test sounds like a fake.
I know.
I've been exposed, but I swear it's really what happens.
Well,
and I ended up with bacon scented horse head, and half drew up with lucky rubber chicken.
Yeah. Hmm. Did you do David Walls on purpose too? Were you like,
No, I didn't do anybody's on purpose.
She's like,
I didn't do anybody's on purpose, I swear.
So
now the fisherman name is a date related name.
Real quick, before we get off the Archie McPhee ones, do we know Archie McPhee's middle name? And if not, let's just do it with his last name.
Okay, because we talked about trying to find out what his middle name was. So Archie, so A for glow, and M is underpants.
Oh, glow underpants.
Glow underpants.
That's not a bad item.
Yeah, mm-mm. That's a good item. So we encourage everybody to either go to our Twitter or Instagram and see what Archie McPhee product you are.
And people have been. It's got a lot of participation on both Twitter and Instagram.
Roger says, disappointing rubber chicken. Checks out. It is kind of funny because, like, Angela is really, really into Bebo, and hers is Glow Bebo.
Oh, that's so perfect.
She didn't you know, I can't plan them all. So I think that legitimizes the whole thing, right?
You're 100% correct. it started as randomness and it ended as science.
It's science. Alleged
science.
Do you want to do your fisherman name?
Fisherman, please.
Okay, choose your birth month.
Okay.
Tell me.
July. I chose it.
Okay, so you're Lunky.
Lunky? Okay.
And your birthday?
The 20th.
Okay, Lunky Seasick.
Oh, that's probably true.
I don't want to give my birth date on a podcast.
Yeah. What does Lunky
I'll
mean?
I'll just do... Well, I remember my dad would say, like, what a lunkhead.
Yeah, right? Like, so, to me it means, like... lumbering.
Yeah.
Well, mine's not very flattering at all. Are you sure you didn't choose this one too?
Skinny Guggen isn't flattering either, buddy.
Handsome Guggen.
Yeah, what do you want, handsome Guggen? Is it better to be not a Guggen or to be handsome?
I don't know.
Doesn't it sound like though like someone would write a book and the family down the street would be named the Guggens?
Totally.
It's like, I saw those Guggens again.
Yeah. The totally. Guggen boys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They would be the arch enemy of the Heffernan gang.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't let them babysit.
You guys, stay away from the Guggens. That's very cool. And you can find that on our Twitter account and our Instagram account.
Yep.
Yep.
And so have some fun with it.
Have some fun. And comment. Quote tweet it or comment on the thing.
Share it.
Reply.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Wink at it in a flirtatious manner.
Please.
We had people say, please make this, whatever theirs was. They're like, please make this. I'll buy three.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They actually promised to purchase.
Yeah. Yeah. Three.
Right. Someone got a rainbow tardigrade. How cool is that?
That's cool. That's very cool.
Cut that out. Let's make it.
That's the problem with these kind of things, right? There's no such thing as a fake. Yeah. Yep. There are some good ones. Squishy underpants. I don't know about that one. Ugh. Lucky Santar.
Yeah.
Stretchy mustache.
Meh.
Half's judging them as if we were in a creative meeting. And someone was pitching them. He's like, stretchy mustache. No.
Pullback nihilist.
Yeah. Okay.
That actually has come up before.
Pullback nihilist.
It did. I was one of the things we've talked about.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's fun. Those are fun. Those go around on Twitter, you know, occasionally, and they're always fun to do, I think.
Even if you don't post it, you can't help but look at it and decide who you are.
No, I usually post mine if it's a good one, and if it's a bad one, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to post that.
No, you're not into the Lunky?
The Lunky.
You won't be sharing the Lunky?
Lunky Space Princess. LSP. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good time. It was a great idea to do it with the Archie, and
thank you.
Good time.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
We have an event coming up at the store.
Oh yeah,
a funny little strange event.
Let's hear about
it. This.
I know the name, but nothing beyond that.
So there's this group that does these Ig Nobel prizes for small feats in science, scientific research.
Okay.
And
like your chart. It's scientific.
Yes. Yes.
And it's a small feat.
Yeah, it's a very small feat. And they give out these Ig Nobel prizes. And the people who do that also do these other things where they do readings from these papers, dramatic readings.
Oh.
So we are actually going to have at noon on... February 16th, that's a Sunday.
Okay.
This is 2020 is the year. We're going to have the people, Mark Abrams from the Ig Nobel Prizes is going to come, and he's going to speak, and we're going to have dramatic readings of scientific papers.
Wow.
They got the idea because they love our rubber chicken museum so much, and it's sort of that strange connection with sort of science. Mm-hmm. And we do kind of have a little foot in the world of science, and we're all interested in it so much. And so they came, actually, David, the fellow who's also organizing this, came to the grand opening of the Rubber Chicken Museum. And this gave him the idea that if ever the Ig Nobel people were in Seattle, he would love to do something with Archie McPhee. So
that is cool.
We're going to have dramatic readings of these papers, and there's a 2-minute limit, and then you have to answer questions about it. So guess who's going to do the dramatic readings? David Wall and Mark Paulo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's fun. Now, is this open to the public, or is this? Okay.
It's open to the public.
Great.
And there's a few people already signed up in the Facebook invitation to the event.
Nice.
And I am practicing reading dramatically.
Okay.
And then they have to, so this is the crazy part too. So they read this research paper dramatically. And then they answer questions from the audience.
Like the people who read it?
Yes.
So David Wall will have to answer questions about a thing that he reads, but that he didn't write.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. So.
And I won't have seen it before that day.
Right. Okay. That'll be interesting.
I know. So.
But you are good on your feet, I have to say.
But I'm not allowed to lie.
The only thing they can't do is lie. So if he knows something about the subject, he can answer with that. He could try to distract them from the answering, from what the question is. He can sort of change the subject. The only thing he can't do is lie. So he's
not even I don't know if this is true, but I heard blah, 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 blah.
Well, as long as it's not a lie, that's the rule.
Okay,
that's the rule. Them's the rules.
That's
but you can and kick the person who asked the question in the shins and run away.
Ah, yes.
There you go.
That's my distraction.
That's right.
Planning it out.
And some of the Ig Nobel Prize winners are going to also be doing readings.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So it's a weird event. It's about going to be about an hour long. It's one of our stranger things. But I do love a strange event, and I like a scientific event. And I'll be there. I'll be apparently introducing the people.
That's great.
And
what they do is they pick papers that are sound not serious, even though the science is serious.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, mating habits of gnats kind of science experiment where the purpose for it is not immediately apparent.
Right.
So that it has a ridiculousness to it.
Right.
Naturally. And you're reading findings about something that is seemingly unimportant, even though they go out of their way to say, like, all of these papers are super important. It's just out of the context of the original research, there's no explanation for why this scientific experiment would exist. But if you know how science works, it's like disproving something is very important. So
And their whole the way they describe themselves is the Ig Nobel Prizes honor research that first make people laugh and then make them think.
I like that. That sounds like a very strange and fun event.
Maybe you'll attend.
Maybe, yeah.
Should I say, or should I say, ha-ha,
Interesting.
First it made me laugh. Then it made me think.
So that ought to be a fun, weird little something.
That will. And new products this week, too. The week the podcast is coming out. We have rubber chicken playing cards, pickle playing cards are coming in.
Oh, yeah.
The pickle playing cards, famous amongst us. I wanted to talk about the pickle playing cards a little bit because
famous amongst us.
This was a great moment between Scott King and I because he came up. We had come up with the idea of doing pickle playing cards, and the back of the playing card is a pickle texture.
Yeah.
Right.
So it doesn't... He was trying to design the display box for it, and he looked at me and he was like, I don't know what to do. And I said, pickle casino. and then he like looked at me weird, and I'm like, you know, and I started talking to him. Like, no. I know what you're saying. So the whole outside of the display box is a pickle casino.
Yes.
which is amazing.
Yeah, it is really amazing.
It's so funny, and I've used it as an example so many times when I'll be like, oh, you know, we could do a such and such, you know, like Pickle Casino. And I just, it's just my go-to now for explaining how something is.
And there's personified pickles playing in the casino. Some are clothed, some are not.
Right.
That's up to them.
That's up to them. And generally, what games they play. Pickle didn't quite work because we were going to do circus.
And so we were going to name the casino Pickle, which I just put back in a write-up.
Ah, perfect.
I said the official cards of the Pickle Casino.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad I got in there.
Like circus. Yeah. I was worried.
Phew. Yeah.
And then the rubber chicken cards, Scott went off on his own. Because one of the best design things about Scott is when he gets a fantasy land in his head, he goes all out. He thinks things through. He thinks up these hilarious jokes that he just hides in the packages, which is one of the great joys of looking at our packages. So for that one, he did like a rubber chicken royal court. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a king and a queen, and there's also a guy playing a trumpet, which has been which is, or bugle or whatever the instrument is. And these are the squawking chickens. So they have the round mouth, and he's playing it by just sticking it inside his round mouth.
Which created quite a controversy.
It did, because he's not wrapping his lips around it, which is how you would normally play that instrument. He's just kind of, his mouth is wide open around it.
Yes, and it also brought up the question, if your form of speaking is squawking, why would you need a trumpet?
Hmm. Yeah, important question.
Which is the same question I have about his saxophone, which has been the instrument that is most compared to the human voice.
Ah.
Why have it?
Okay, so, yeah, you know, that's the funny thing about working with Scott King is that you realize that everything has a world.
It does.
In his mind, everything has a world. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is start digging in, and there it is.
Well, it has to make sense to Scott. Mm-hmm. And he looks for the hook so that it can make sense, so that he can create the object around whatever it is that he's working on. So I love those. And I want to give Kurt a shout out for Bald Bigfoot. Right? I mean,
yes.
Come on. So this is Bigfoot turned 40 and developed Bigfoot pattern baldness. And all his hair started falling out. Mm-hmm. And so now you get to take magnetic filings and create hair on Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. With a little magnet wand, and you move the shavings around as you would do like a beard on the face, like we have the baby face and the hairless cat one.
And it's too disturbing, but when I first came up with the idea for this, Kurt took me too literally.
Oh, my goodness. The first draft of this design is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I don't know if we can ever show it or not.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe it's on Cult of Bebo or something.
It's not dirty. It's disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because basically, he took our famous Bigfoot that is we put on our products and then literally removed the hair in a way that would still reflect exactly what was underneath.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of Marlon Brando in the Isle of Dr. Moreau. That era Brando.
So many things do, though.
Yes. I know. We've talked about it like 3 times in the podcast.
That's true. Yeah.
All that Bigfoot needs is a bucket of ice on his head. And a tiny piano.
Yes. Yeah. But you know, you can do Bigfoot up however you want. That's what we're saying, because we're no longer do you have to accept the Bigfoot given to you.
That's right.
No, this is Bigfoot 2.0.
Style his body hair however you want. Right?
Yes. It's kind of a dream. So we have a couple other things coming in too. We have the leech bandages, which are a play off the idea of bloodletting. You know, from medieval times, yes. When they would balance the humors of the body by releasing blood and having people bleed. because they thought that by doing you might have too much blood.
Yes.
And that's why you're sick.
But which, supposedly now they use leeches again.
They do, especially in plastic surgery.
Yes.
When the skin is too thin.
Mm. I saw it on Botched.
Yes, exactly. As we all have. It increases the blood flow because to drink your blood, they release a chemical that thins it.
Oh.
So by putting it on there, it thins the blood around the wound, which lets it flow more freely, which means that skin is less likely to die.
Wow.
So it stops.
Good old leeches.
Good old leeches. They're back in favor.
Yeah. Leeches are back, baby.
Yeah.
I wonder if vampires have a little blood thinner that they put in there too.
It would make sense.
I'm going to ask you.
Well, I thought you were saying I'm going to ask you.
No, like, you. I'm going to ask you.
Well, mosquitoes do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so right. Yeah.
It would make sense.
Yeah, I bet vampires do then.
So, do you think you could use a vampire to help you heal your wound? If you had plastic surgery. All right. Let's ask Bob.
If you get a blood clot, just have Dracula.
Yeah.
Just give you a little nibble.
And also, what's your Dracula name?
Mine.
Your eye color and your.
Count Bacon. Dr. Googan.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm still a Googan.
Dang it.
Yeah. And we got a sequel to our popular Finger Hand, the latest version, which is the alien, glow-in-the-dark alien hand.
Yeah, so cool.
Those are cool.
Which, Knobby Knuckles.
Wait a minute, is that your vampire name?
Knobby Knuckles.
Knobby Knuckles, yes. That's my vampire name. And
he was that actor from the 20s or something.
Uh-oh, are you guys doing a crossword puzzle?
No, as alien hands should have. They should have knobby knuckles.
Right? I should.
Yes.
And they should glow.
Then to one of our most popular products of last year, the racing babies.
Yeah.
We have two new racing products.
Yes.
Racing possums.
Woo. Yes.
Which are exactly the way that they sound.
They are
only better.
Yeah. Yep.
Pull back.
Pull back.
Four wheels.
Possums.
Let them go.
Oh, so good.
They race.
And the other one is racing reapers.
As in the Grim Reaper.
Yes.
As in death.
He's pointing and his skeletal face is grimacing and he's pointing forward. And you pull him back, and he shoots across the table. And we after we came up with the idea of the racing reaper, realized the poetic nature of doing a racing baby and then a racing reaper.
Oh, right. Like beginning of the year, end of the year.
Yes. The year.
The sales are going to spike around New Year's.
Yeah.
It's just like, I need my baby and my Reaper pullbacks.
And then you guys will be designing a header card for a one pack. Like one Reaper and one baby. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
It's the whole cycle of life.
It is.
In pullback form.
Yeah.
You know.
And they have, or as I think it was Gary Larson cartoon that just said before and after. And the Reapers have numbers, right?
Yeah, little race car.
Race car numbers on their backs.
It was kind of a NASCAR Reaper mix.
Yeah.
Well, because the babies have that too. They have a little race car number on their diaper.
Yep.
But the possums do not.
No. They're just playing.
That's ridiculous.
Possums that like to race.
Possums aren't wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Because I attempted to insert a world for Scott with the possums with like a hillbilly theme.
Mm.
Where I was like, you know, because they race, you know, like Dukes of Hazzardy racing out in the middle of nowhere on dirt roads with haystacks and all that. He was like, no.
They're part of Garbage
That's not
World.
The world.
Yeah. They're already part of Garbage World.
They're already part of Garbage World. They can't be part of that.
Possum world. Casino.
Oh.
Possum Royal Court.
Wait a minute. What game is this?
Possum Royal Court. Yeah, that's so good. Possum.
Possum Royal
possum
Court.
Possum blowing a trumpet, but he's just hissing. He's hissing into that trumpet.
That's funny.
Well, those are the new products that are coming in.
Yep.
Did you guys have anything else you wanted to cover for this one?
Well, I had my exciting time in Tacoma.
Oh, that's right.
Over the weekend.
Tell us about Tacoma. I went to that
McMiniman's. It used to be an old Elks yes. temple, which you had recommended. It had also some others had recommended, and we had a very fun time there. We went, and my favorite thing was the tiki bar down. Yeah.
So it was like a secret, right? It was like
no. The tiki bar is not a secret. There's five bars there, yeah. and one of them is a secret, and one of them is a tiki bar.
Okay.
And then there's some other Spanish one and a something. But the tiki bar was very cool. It has, an indoor waterfall, and it has thunder and lightning every That's so fun. Often.
Yeah.
And tiki drinks.
A fire table.
Yeah, fire table. It was really cool. We had a great time. And we went to Antique Row and went to a friend's little shop, and it was adorable. And we went to Frisco Freeze, and we went to the Java Jive, which is the little, it's a bar, it's a dive bar that's in the shape of a giant coffee pot. Very old and famous place that I've always wanted to go. I guess in the 50s it used to have monkeys in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, it's a pretty good weekend. I saw Jojo Rabbit.
It was your birthday weekend.
It was my birthday weekend.
Your palindrome.
My palindrome.
Yeah. Are you going to say happy birthday for next year?
Yeah, I probably should get it out of the way and then I don't have to worry about it. Happy birthday. I did text you on your birthday, did I not?
You did. And it wasn't awkward.
No, it was fine.
So, those of you who listen to the podcast, for some reason, it's never awkward when you wish me happy birthday. Yeah, for the podcast listeners, they know the drama that happens around my birthday and you, how many times you're going to say happy birthday and how awkward will it get.
Yeah, you got to balance that. Jojo Rabbit, you were saying. You saw Jojo Rabbit?
Saw Jojo Rabbit. Good movie. It was just a great weekend all in all. I loved that movie. I had so much fun in Tacoma. Who knew?
Who knew?
My mother's from there, so got to see my grandpa's old house.
That's great.
Yeah. Wonderful. Oh, wow, what a weekend.
But I do like that you went to a restaurant that used to have monkeys.
It used to have monkeys.
I know, not anymore.
No.
Because we actually talked about monkeys last podcast, and we're talking about how there's an underground community of people, but bringing a monkey out of the house is probably a bad idea.
Do you think? Oh, yeah. So I should not. If I have a monkey, don't bring it to the Java Jive.
Don't bring it to Java Jive. Don't. Okay. And probably food and monkeys don't mix.
Oh, right.
I would guess. Right. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's a fact or something I made up. I can't say that during the Ig Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
If my topic is monkeys in restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what you're
like. Well, they shed a whole bunch, and then it turns out that's a lie, and they don't shed at all.
Oh, I know. Boy.
Well, it's what I know.
Get your facts straight, man. Yeah.
I don't know that much about monkeys. I actually do, but that would be a weird one to get, wouldn't it? It would be really weird to get something you actually knew a lot about.
Yeah.
That would be great. That would be so fantastic. I bet you are going to get something you know about. That's First of all, you know a lot about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so does Mark.
That's true. Mark knows a lot about
it. So I have a feeling you're going to know something about the topic.
Yeah.
Right, I cannot wait to see what your topics are.
Me either. It's going to be weird.
And also, what is your outfit going to be, I wonder?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. In fact, it hasn't
crossed. Start thinking about these things.
It hasn't crossed my mind.
Are you bringing a clipboard, for example?
I wasn't going to.
He wasn't stressed at all, and now you're stressing him out.
Lab coat?
Yeah. I'm going to do my hair straight up.
Are you going to bring your monkey?
I'll bring my monkey. For more information about Archie McPhee, go to McPhee.com. That's McPhee.com.